Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklar Bro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods,
aka two friends. The means justify the ends.
There we go. AKA those who are obsessed with Jewish-based lasers chose to be depressed by Fluish-based ravers. AKA Sklar Bro, that's Huddletron. Hey, AKA the AKA guy.
That guy AKA is old Zealand. He's a bottomless pit of great AKAs.
Wit. He's a bottomless pit
of
great wit.
Of amazing wit.
There he is.
Of razor-sharp wit.
Here we are. We are here. We're doing this show for you guys, trying to continue to give you guys content. Hopefully you guys are digging it. I hope you're enjoying the stereo things that we're doing too, because God
Mondays and Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Pacific time. We get
Sklar
on stereo.
Sklar Bro Country, the virus edition. We had to swat down some haters in the last
little
bit.
Felt good though. People were like feeling bad for us. We're like, we're comedians.
No, man. We love this stuff.
Come on, bring it, bitch.
So we did that. And then we do Dumb People Town today at 4 p.m. We'll do Dumb People Town. And then Friday, Sports Talk Friday, 3 p.m. On Fridays, we do the little sports talk radio. It's a blast. So let's jump into this right now. And here's the deal. Here's the deal with exercising these days, Jay.
Yeah.
You either have to have an incredibly nimble gym.
Yes.
Like a cycle bar or CrossFit.
That's like willing to put the cycles outside in the parking lot like our cousin Steph did.
Or you're going to be doing exercises at home for the next 9 months until we can get people vaccinated. That's it. Like if you're going to be responsible, that's it.
Right.
And I know.
By the way, that doesn't seem impossible. It doesn't seem hard. Like it doesn't mean you're not going to be exercised.
So if exercising is what you give a shit about, if exercising is what you care about, actually keeping yourself healthy, there are ways to do it. Push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, walking, running stairs, doing all sorts of exercises.
I mean, you could lose your gym membership and buy a Peloton. I mean, there's a million things you can do if you want to get going in your home spot.
And I know that if you're that type of guy who asks every woman in a gym if she needs a spot, she doesn't.
Number one, she does not.
That you are seriously missing the gym right now because that's your way to
meet. There's no one to do that. There's nobody to subtly sexually harass in your house.
You can't go to a coffee shop and say, do you want me to spot you on that oat milk? I mean, you could, but it would be weird.
It'd be weird.
This has to be a hard time for you and your pecs. We get it. Mm-hmm. You can't harass people. Like we said, there's nobody in there at Starbucks. The lack of gym time to corner people and force them to interact with you mm-hmm. is why, you know, like just to hear why you switch from creatine to muscle milk. Like no one wants to hear that.
We're really sorry that that's happened to you. We are. Actually.
Like Jay said, our cousin has two cycle bars in LA and she had to pivot in the moment because it happens in a room, indoors, people sweating, expectorating. She talked to her strip mall where the place is located and beg them if she could use the car parking lot. So she and her workers lug the bikes out in the morning and take them back in at night. It's a tremendous amount of work, but they did it so that they could figure this out.
Yeah, so that people could keep exercising.
But she certainly isn't holding class indoors.
No.
She knows how stupid that is. So if you are operating a gym right now and it's an indoor gym, you had better be super tight mm-hmm. with all of your restrictions for all the people who are in there. Like, you better be on super double secret probation.
Oh, yeah. Anyone who's, like, not even wearing a double mask should be gone.
Everyone has to wear a mask in that place. And you know what? Gym shouldn't be open. Let me just
probably
further
not.
That.
Yeah, probably not.
So if you're still venturing into a gym today, you have to ask yourself, who are the other people that are in here with me? You got to do your own contact tracing. Do they care about not transmitting the virus to me, or do they care about their extra super set of labs?
At least 50% of them think it's a hoax.
Do they care about anyone but themselves? Think about it. People who go to gyms who have to go to the gym right now.
That's a high level of narcissism.
That pretty much sums up a person who only cares about him or herself and given the ability to, like we said, craft workouts at home. So you better be ready for what happens at this gym in Vancouver to happen to you somewhere. We're just saying that. Here we go. A Vancouver couple must cough up. I mean, who wrote this thing? The frickin' New York Post?
Cough it up.
up $460 after pretending to cough on customers inside a private gym near False Creek.
Is it the actual creek or is it a false creek?
It's a false creek. Okay. It's a false flag to the creek.
Fake creeks.
Two VPD constables were flagged down outside the police station on the couple Saturdays ago.
So those are police officers in Canada.
Vancouver Police Department officers. I'm sure they were psyched. I'm sure...
sure, those people were thrilled to be dragged down into this stupid gym situation.
So this guy reported that two people who were not gym members entered the business. How does that happen? If you're not, have you ever tried to enter a gym? There's like a turnstile. There's someone at the desk who could probably kick your ass.
Yes, the gyms are open to bringing new people in if you want to join the gym and take a look around. Yes, that's possible. I'm not.
Were they trying to pull the gym scam? Remember the gym scam, Jay?
The gym scam.
When we lived in New York City, the gym scam was if you needed to get in shape and you didn't have enough money for a gym membership, you would go to a gym and say,
"Can I get a 2-week pass to see if I want to?
If I want to join this gym." And after 2 weeks, all you had to do was put up with an unrelenting barrage of phone calls from the gym staff.
Right.
Are you going to join? They hound you so much. If you can withstand that, you just say, "I can't do it. It's not right for me." And you make up an excuse, and then you have to make up another excuse.
You move on to another
gym. It's like breaking up with someone. It is so hard to do. But then you move on to another gym. And hopefully, after like 2 or 3 months, you get yourself in shape for the summertime.
And you're like, "I don't have to pay for a gym."
Right? I don't have to pay. It's
the old gym scam.
Okay. You say no. You stay stoic in your response when they go after you.
Mm-hmm.
You noticed a faint hint of sexism over by the yoga balls.
Yeah.
These are excuses you come up with.
Yes.
All right? Get in shape for the summer. That was it. So these D-bags in Vancouver.
They're not members of the gym, but they walked in and started coughing on people.
Well, they were walking around without face masks. Again, if they're not members, why didn't anyone try and throw them out from the get-go?
Or just start beating them with weights.
That's right. You're in a goddamn gym.
You got tough people in there.
Trainers
hopefully.
Live for that moment to be able to use all the training that they've done to unleash
this
it on somebody.
This is your chance to puff it up.
That's
You've
right.
You're working out. You're tougher. You're stronger. Take them down.
Maybe restrict you with some tension bands.
Yes.
How about that?
Tension band around the neck sounds pretty good at this moment.
Toss you out on your ass. Nobody was around who could like take care of these two mouth breathers. No mask walking around. To me, that is insane that they walked into the place without a mask on,
right,
and whoever was at the front desk just let them walk in. They're not even members. If you're a member, you can at least be like, "Hey, man, you're a member. You have to wear a mask here.
Dave, put a mask on or we're going to make you leave."
That's it. It's like, to me, like sticking your tongue in the chocolate Wonderfall at a Golden Corral, which I bet still goes on nowadays.
Oh, I'm sure.
At least once every night, I think that probably happens. There's probably one camera at a Golden Corral just on the Chocolate Wonderfall. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
That opens the door for management to get violent, I think.
I think it's an invitation. Don't you want to hit somebody? It's a real chance.
So these two non-members were also coughing in the general direction of people and equipment. Why? What is the purpose of your gym visit if you're just going to go in there and cough on people?
Well, because they're protesting.
What they're doing?
These are QAnon people who want to show you that it's a hoax.
They made an already unhealthy situation. Again, we're saying gym.
By the way, and they're doing it in a place that's open right now.
Yeah.
You should. If you're really mad at something, you should be mad at another place.
Mad at the gym for allowing itself to be open and opening itself up to these assholes. It should not be open. The officers found we're going to take a quick break. And when
tell
we come
you what
back,
they found.
We'll tell you what they found when they walked in this gym. This is Skull Harbor Country, the Virus Edition. Don't go anywhere.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We've got some exciting stuff coming up. We're trying to put together, and this is like a week in advance, so we may have this tomorrow night. I don't know. We're trying to put together a quick benefit to save one of our favorite comedy clubs around, and we'll give you more information on that as it comes. Check our Twitter feed for the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, which is in trouble right now, one of the clubs we started in, so look for that. And then also, we've got Live Dumb People Town at the end of this month.
February 27th, Jack Black, open mic, Eagle is the musical guest. And then we're going to do a stand-up show ourselves at Nowhere on March 20th. So
that's us headlining. We haven't done that in so long.
Get your tickets for that. Just go to eventbrite.com, look up Sklar Brothers stand-up. You can get tickets for March 20th or Live Dumb People Town and get the Jack Black open mic Eagle tickets. Those are selling. You want to get those right now. And also join us on the Stereo app. We're doing these every Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m.
It's so much fun.
Monday, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Sklar Brothers Country. Tuesday, 4 p.m. Dumb People Town, and Friday Sports Talk Friday, View from the Cheap Seats. All right, so when the officers came to this gym,
yes,
and here's what they found. And this tells you everything you know. I'm going to tell you the ages of the two people, Jay. Mm-hmm. It will tell you everything you need to know. Officers found a 60-year-old man and his 25-year-old girlfriend. Is that it? That tells you everything you need to know about him.
It's not the other way around.
This is
that
his
often.
Second. Yeah, you don't see a 25-year-old man and a 6-year-old woman.
No.
This is his second wife. Am I right?
I guess. I mean,
she's milking his ass for all he's worth.
No, but guys, they're in love. They're in love.
Hey, the couple that coughs during a pandemic at a gym that's still open together stays together.
That's right.
Whose idea was this? Hers? You think it was hers?
And now he has to go along?
That's right.
He's like, hey, this is
she's the Marjorie Taylor Greene of the operation, mm-hmm. and he's got to just go on to it and be like, I love her. She's whimsical.
I just do what she tells me.
Or was it his? And she had to go along with it.
Because now she gets to like drive a nice car.
She gets a 300Z waiting for her at home, right?
Is that a nice car?
This, it, to me, feels like what this couple would be. Hey, honey, I got an IROC for you at home. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This age-appropriate couple, I don't think they're age-appropriate, coughed on everything as they exited a washroom inside the gym. The couple claimed they were only pretending to cough because people in the gym were staring at them.
That's why you were doing it?
So what? Wait, you...
So someone stared at you and you're like, okay, in response to that, I'm going to cough or pretend to cough, which is essentially coughing.
Yeah, you can't stop the spit from coming out even
you're
when you're pretending.
You're still expectorating. You're That's still right. putting aerosols into the air, dummy.
When you make coughing noises, stuff comes out. So people were probably staring at you because you weren't wearing a mask,
right.
you dummy.
Right.
And so that was a reason for you to then go and use your spit and saliva as a weapon.
There's no difference between the fake cough and the actual cough when it comes to spreading a virus. Sorry.
I don't understand how they're still in the gym. They are not members. Let me guess. The guy tried to like get the jacuzzi naked as well.
The not co-ed one?
Yes.
The all women's?
Yeah, he tried to get in the all women's one. Yeah, he's like, I'm not even going to the...
Or even the co-ed one. The co-ed one is the one that if you're going to get naked in that one, then you need to
There's
get
There's an unwritten rule that you don't get in naked in the co-ed one. Police asked the couple to leave, but not before issuing them. I love the police asked the couple to leave. You can go after them, guys.
This is where you can hit somebody hard.
But not before issuing them each $230 tickets. Canadian, which is like what, $120?
This is an outrage. That a 9-year-old girl can get pepper sprayed and these guys don't get like beat down as hard as they can. This is an I can't breathe moment for
Under the Emergency Program Act for failing to wear face coverings. How about going to a gym that you're not a member? Trespassing.
It's attempted murder, if you ask me. This is attempted murder.
You should be able to punish people more than that, right? Yeah, like they should have to work out in street clothes.
This is like calling for fire in a crowded movie theater.
So here's
pointing
what you do.
A gun that's not loaded and having people
here's
get
what you do.
Attack.
You have both of them stay there at the gym. You call in your toughest trainer. They're in street clothes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's in high heels. I definitely high heel boots, right?
And you start training them for 5 hours.
5 hours straight, no breaks. Get in there. Like, they will humanly break.
Yeah,
they will emotionally break.
Let's emotionally break these two assholes.
They should have to call every prospective gym member and try and get them to join. Remember we were talking about the gym scam earlier?
Yes.
That's what they should have to do.
Yeah.
Hey,
and depending on how many people, like under 100 that they said, that's how much money starts to get added to their
fine. I say for everyone they lose, they have to add $1,000 to their fine.
Now it's up to you.
Now there's real stakes here. You want to mess with this gym? Mm-hmm. Now the gym is going to mess with you.
I mean, she's already in a sentence. She's 25 and she's with a 60-year-old dude.
Right.
She's already in some kind of...
She's already compromised her life in some way. There is no way this 60-year-old guy is your soulmate.
But it does remind you that like when a virus is deadly mm-hmm. and when it weaponizes everybody, like
That's right.
everybody has the ability to be an asshole and flip the scales on a situation. And our delicate society can only function if people don't do what these people do. So I think there's real reason why we can beat the shit out of these
people. Been going back because we're watching WandaVision. I've been going back and watching like all the, we're going to watch all the Marvel movies, not in the order that they came out, but in the chronological order that tell the story of Marvel. Okay.
Yes.
So 23 movies where we've watched maybe three of four of them.
It's so fun. They're all,
it's really
good.
Fun. It's a project that we're doing with the family and it's been a blast to do. What I realize is that like not everyone can have Iron Man's palm that can shoot stuff out. That's not a good idea to just give it to everybody.
That's right.
When one other person who's responsible has it, it corrupts them in certain ways. You're essentially giving everybody
the power
of that
to stop a room.
And that's and not that's good. Bad. Because
that's one of the worst byproducts of this entire pandemic.
Because I'm going to tell you straight up without knowing anything about these people, a 60-year-old dude who is dating a 25-year-old should not be given any responsibility whatsoever.
No.
They don't have good judgment, either of them. Neither well, maybe he does, but she doesn't.
Does he?
No.
To be with the kind of woman who's 25 and would be with someone who's 60?
To go along with whoever said, let's do this in the gym right now, you're both terrible.
Yep.
And that's a show. All right, guys, stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. We are, this is not a hoax, guys.
But we've got the jokes.
We are the Sklar Brothers, and we love doing this show for you. We'll see you tomorrow. La-dee-da, la-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-da-da-da. In my car. Sklar Brothers, a podcast network.